The dispute over county-issued tax breaks for the Inner Harbor project with no guarantee of hiring Syracuse residents went all the way to court. The city lost, but Walsh says Mayor Stephanie Miner should be credited with changing the public dialogue about providing incentives to developers and maximizing the return to the community.
We need to look hard at these projects, first and foremost, determine that they actually need the support that they're requesting, that they also align with our community's collective economic development priorities.
At the same time, Walsh says the tax breaks are an essential tool to getting projects off the ground. In an unprecedented move, Core Development had bypassed the City Industrial Development Agency to seek benefits from the county. Walsh wishes it could be different.
Having two industrial development agencies essentially competing for projects in the city of Syracuse is not good for the community, not good for the taxpayer. It may be good for the developer, but it's not good for the taxpayer whose taxes are on the line.
Walsh says his departure is not related to the dispute with Core or the county. He says he loves his job but felt he was ready for a change and a new challenge. He hopes to continue his positive impact on the community in a business development position at McKenzie Hughes Law Firm. Walsh says it's a good fit.
The more I learned about the firm, the more I grew to appreciate the role that the firm plays in the community. Supporting the community in a number of different ways is really a priority at McKenzie and something that obviously is a priority for me too. So I felt that philosophically we were aligned.
Walsh says the firm also supports his roles on the Gifford Foundation Board, the Downtown Committee, and the Landmark Theater. The shift to the private sector might have some Central New Yorkers wondering if politics is in Walsh's future. After all, the 36-year-old's grandfather was a two-term Syracuse mayor and congressman, and his father served 10 years on the Common Council and 20 years in Congress.
I have really relished the opportunity to work for the city and to serve the public in my current capacity. As to whether or not I might end up back in the public sector, and specifically in elected office, it's certainly something I'll consider at some point.
For now, he says he's focused on his new job. He'll leave city government March 24th. Scott Willis, WAER News.